A lawsuit over Juneau's Mendenhall River levee will now focus on how the cost of the flood protection project will be divided. This comes after the judge said the plaintiff's property will be included in levee construction. The case now comes down to a question of whether or not the city must compensate homeowners for using their land. Samuel Hatch lives next to the Mendenhall River on Meander Way. During the 2023 glacial outburst flood, he opened the door to his crawl space and saw water just beneath the floorboards.
My foundation is shaped like a Pringle. So it's like high in one spot, kind of in the middle, and then like down on all the corners.
Floodwater cracked his foundation.
So my house essentially folded around the corners where it settled.
That was before the levee plan. So he and his wife felt they had two options. Try to move their family of five with Juneau's tough housing market, or retrofit their home to defend against future floods. They chose to retrofit and paid thousands to lift their house up on steel pilings. Last week, Hatch joined a lawsuit with another homeowner who's suing the city for putting flood barriers on their land without compensating them. The lawsuit was originally aimed at stopping the construction of flood barriers along Mendenhall River, but has shifted its goals after a judge said homeowners could not opt out of having flood barriers on their land. The plaintiffs now say they want the city to pay homeowners for hosting the levee. Hundreds of households in Mendenhall Valley are expected to pay the same amount for the project that is intended to keep floodwater out of homes there. It's about $6,300, whether or not they're losing part of their property to the levee that will be there until the city comes up with a permanent flood protection solution. Hatch says that doesn't feel fair.
I get paying my share, but at the same time, I'm like, but the other people in the interior, they've lost nothing to this, and they're paying the same as me.
The judge ordered that the levee will go up because it's in the public interest, but the court has yet to decide how the cost will be divided. City officials say the order was a sigh of relief. Contractors building the levee initially skipped construction on one homeowner's land, but barriers have now gone up on his lawn. Scott Perkins is the attorney representing the homeowners. He says the case's core question is constitutional.
Did the city have the powers to put up the barriers and not pay for them? Or are they going to have to pay for them under the Fifth Amendment?
He's getting at whether the city is taking the land they're using for the barriers. Both the U.S. Constitution and the Alaska Constitution forbid the government from taking private land for public use without paying the owners. Perkins says he's confident the homeowners will prevail. If the court agrees, Emily Wright, the city's attorney, says the city's strongest argument is that taking the land is necessary to protect the public.
When there's an emergency, we have to act. Sometimes that means that the individual is put secondary to the greater good of the whole.
And there are special circumstances. An Alaska Supreme Court case ruled that the state is not required to pay if using the property is, quote, necessary to prevent an impending or imminent public disaster from fire, flood, disease, or riot, end quote. The court will have to decide whether a flood likely to happen in a few months is considered imminent enough. The other key question is whether the Juneau Assembly followed the right process when it passed an ordinance that created a local improvement district and approved the levee project. Landowners had the chance to vote it down, but only a quarter formally objected. Perkins says that the Assembly was wrong to count people who didn't vote as yes votes. But the judge wrote that the city's actions were lawful, so the levee's approval is expected to hold up in court. A trial has been scheduled for September 15 through 17. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.